Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett joining us on a massive Twitter hack that occurred last night and affected a lot of high-profile accounts. Brad, first, your take on the fact that, you know, everyone from Elon Musk to Jeff Bezos, Barack Obama, were all, you know, part of this attack.
And I think the reason for that is that the hackers, which appear just to be after money, used legitimate people who, you know, many people obviously respect. They know them. They know they have probably a fair amount of money. And what they were trying to do is basically say the following, that let's say in Vice President Biden's Twitter account, that if you would send $1,000 in, he would match it with another $1,000. So, you know, if most of us, if we would see that, we go, you know, that's just maybe too good to be true, and it's probably a scam. But it's coming from people like Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Kanye West, Bill Gates. I mean, it goes on and on. Even Uber and Apple's accounts were hacked. And so the people believe they're coming from those localities. So it was a smart move on the hackers' part.
It appeared that, I mean, these hackers might have had access to everybody's Twitter account to get these high-profile names, so many of them?
It looks like it wasn't so much that Vice President Biden, President Obama, except their specific accounts were hacked. Twitter was hacked. And that was that's the biggest concern, which, you know, one theory would be that they actually had the encryption keys or they were able to get them some way through a hack to actually get into Twitter, because as Twitter was taking down these messages from some high-profile people, they would pop back up again. And that would clearly suggest they're doing it from the inside. In other words, they had control of the computer. Twitter, after a period of time, got onto it and was able to shut it off. But again, it shows you that somebody can get inside something as powerful as Twitter, and that Twitter touches so many people, and then actually can't control it for a brief period of time.
It involved Bitcoin, which is tough to track, right?
What's interesting about Bitcoin is that you can track the amount of money. In other words, I think when I went to bed last night, they had taken like $100,000+, maybe a little less than $200,000. You can actually track it on the web, the movement of money. You just can't track where it's going. And you're exactly right. That's one of the reasons that cyber thieves, people who use ransomware and lock systems down and want to be paid for them to unlock the system, will use Bitcoin, because it's really difficult for law enforcement to actually figure out where the money will end up.
You know, I saw somebody tweet this and say, with the access that whoever this person or people had to walk away, even though, you know, it's a lot of money, $100,000, but to only get $100,000 from being able to tweet from any account in the world, that seems like kind of a peanuts or a bad criminal.
Yes, and it rings that this is a hacker, or maybe a group of hackers that figured out how to get into Twitter. But yeah, let's face it. If this were someone that had either bigger ambitions, or were if this were a state-sponsored hack, in other words, the Chinese, the Russians, et cetera, were behind it, you would think they would go in a different direction, other than just trying to get a few dollars in effect out of high-profile people's accounts. And they're obviously not taking money from Vice President Biden; they're just using him as a front to get you, the public, to send the money.
Is there a lesson here for us with our passwords or anything, or is this really one of those things that's just out of our control?
Well, I would definitely change my Twitter password. I would change to all of your main accounts. I would change your passwords regularly. I realize that's a pain, but it's something you really need to do. Now, obviously, you, the public, could do nothing about Twitter being hacked. And so what you do is when you see these things, you've got to question them. You can't go, oh, it's from Vice President Biden, it must be okay. You got to think through, well, is it really from him? And why would he do that? You know, why would he match if I gave him 1,000, he would match it to 2,000? It just doesn't really make any sense. So people have to watch pushing that go button on the computer.
All right. Hey, Brad, we always appreciate the time. That's Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, joining us live on the Twitter hack last night.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.